The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kapalooey. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Earth proteins and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price. The best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. And we have an exciting show for you again today. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Honda Highway, Kahului, where you have an incredible vast array of the most marvelous supplements, organic combinations, proteins, nutrients, every kind that you could ever imagine, and best prices, as you always come and share, best formulas, best prices. They're all there at Alive and Well, and our hands are out. Our Alive and Well is out because we're right there affiliated with the magnificent, incredible broth cafe at Alive and Well.
How much more wonderful could it get?
It can't be any more wonderful because it's broad spectrum broth. We have to change the name. Broad spectrum. Because the word broth can't cover it all. It can't. And actually, it's way beyond that. And whatever your particular choice happens to be, whether you're vegan or vegetarian, or you want the wild fish, or you want organic meats, chicken, fish, whatever that is, all those choices are there for you at Broth Cafe. And I can't ever leave this topic. And that is really true. You can make all of those choices. They're there for you. And every single day, I'm endlessly grateful because the local organic, we are so interrelated and so grateful to the local organic Maui farmers. The organic produce, the wonderful array of this brought in every single day for use in the magnificent juices and high concentration vegetables, etc., and all the fresh veggies that are used for all the formulas.
For sure.
Absolutely.
And
there.
As I mentioned several times, folks, there's broth and then there's broth.
Broth.
The broth is, as Mona mentioned, a broad spectrum of all the nutrients in the world, of vegetarian or non-vegetarian, whatever is your choice. But it combines with the most delicious all-organic food sources, whatever it's, whether it's fish or animal or vegetarian or vegan, whatever it is, you got it at the broth. Not just the broth parts, but salads or other food items as well.
All of those, okay. Vast array. They're all there, great prices.
Beautiful marble top.
Yes, it
bar.
Is. Lovely air conditioning. Yeah. Everybody's very happy. And for those that say, we'll have to have it ready when I come, you can always call our 877-4950-4950. Mm-hmm. Everything will be ready for you. Oh, I have to take it out. I'm having parties at the house. Oh, or even my children are having. The kids love it. They love those smoothies and all of the different combinations that we have there for all ages and all things. And all of that can be ready for you whenever you want it. It's there. And I really love the high concentration vegetable juices, only in glass.
I was just going to mention that.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I live on, that. The high concentration,
well,
fresh squeezed.
They're available every
juices.
Day of the week.
Every day.
But on Wednesday, you give freebie tasties, okay?
Yes.
Come in and taste whatever juices you want. And you have an excellent coach right there and telling you how you could do a juice cleanse, a juice program of any way, shape,
yes,
and form.
That's right.
Detox, whatever it might be.
Yes.
And it's amazing how rejuvenated you feel when you're drinking really, really organic First
company.
Press organic, gorgeous juices.
The juices. And you know, that is every Wednesday, as Dan was saying, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Every Wednesday, 11 a.m., 2 p.m. And our Nora, she's just a wonderful juice director. And she gives out these fresh squeezed, intense, nourishing juices and smoothies full of organic ingredients to get you energy through the day, the night, and it's all free. It's all given to you. You can get and you just keep tasting and enjoying those delicious smoothies too are really amazing.
And Nora is a terrific juice coach.
She is
incredible.
She is, and
she's an authority.
Oh
on
yeah,
juices,
she is.
How they
and,
can
and
rejuvenate.
We use a lot. You know, we a lot of those green vegetable juices every single day. So every Wednesday, you get them freely given to you from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't forget, you got to be there. And you got to be there for all the... We want to start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctors area, strictly nutritional educators, just bringing about the information, what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. So many clinical trials, so much information, and we love to share that with you. So remember that, okay? And if you love to sit with Dennis or Moni, you can always make an appointment. There's no charge. Comfortable, beautiful sofa. We can sit down one-on-one. But anyhow,
and discuss whatever your health challenge might be.
Yes, that's
but
right.
Again, we're approaching any health challenge, yours or ours or anybody else's, from the holistic physician's point of view.
Yes.
And that is as few or no drugs as possible.
That's right.
But using nutrients and food. So food. Hey, remember, Hippocrates several years ago mentioned that let food be your medicine.
That's right. And he was no hypocrite.
No, he wasn't.
He was the father of modern medicine, but he was no hypocrite, even though they called him Hippocrates.
But when he was talking about food, he was talking about food as it was organically grown in those years.
That's right.
You don't find much organically grown in these years
no.
unless you seek it out. But you'll find it at Alive and Well at
that's
the broth.
Right. That's right. And you know, what's real important, you know, so we love to hear about the wonderful things and flying into space and everything like that. Thinking about, wouldn't it be great if I just could fly out into space, we see the beautiful stars at night and everything else. Well, just remember, one thing that's been that NASA, you know, NASA
National Aeronautics Space Administration.
That's absolutely. They told us what they use and what they call rocket fuel for the brain.
What's that?
Whoa.
What's that?
Rocket fuel for the brain
okay.
is PQQ, PQQ called brain power.
Pyrrolquinoline quinone.
I wanted you to say it. I tricked you into doing that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you were trying to get me to do that so you could sound superior. Male dominance. Gary. When will that ever change? Anyhow, so that's it. PQQ, and it's a natural substance, highly concentrated in brain power at Alive and Well.
And where did they find it?
Some kind of...
NASA. NASA. What did NASA... become aware of PQQ?
How did they find it? Did they scrabble around in different planets and everything else and kind of gather it together? Is that how they found it,
well,
Dan?
Well, from what I have read, it seemed to be some kind of a residue of matter they found in space.
In space. Oh, my.
Alrighty. And what better space can you have than that space between your ears?
That's right.
That
and that's what they give.
That space is rejuvenated with PQQ, says NASA.
Says NASA. They call it rocket fuel for the brain.
There
and they
go.
Ought to know, shouldn't they?
I guess
they?
So.
And it's why Alive and Well did a high concentration of the rocket fuel for the brain.
And that's true. And high concentration is a major point.
Yes,
of it.
It is.
Because there are other PQQ products on the market, yes. But they're all 4 milligrams or 5
milligrams. Weak.
Well, the Alive and Well Brain Power product has 40 milligrams
that's right.
of PQQ.
It's wondrous.
So
it's
that's
wondrous.
A real liftoff. That's a real rocket launch
yes.
for better brain function because it rejuvenates, again, it rejuvenates the neurotrophic factors in the brain. What could be more mental, emotional, physical, what could be more integral to what we really are is we're a physical presence, of course, but we have a brain. And thank God, as long as that brain works, we have some semblance of humanity, some semblance of what we really are.
Isn't that the truth? And how wonderful and very exciting about how they use it and how they call it. But
yeah.
We all want our rocket fuel for the brain.
Amen.
And I see a lot of happy faces on the Brain Power. And, you know, speaking about the brain of two very famous doctors, Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dr. Mike Roizen, both medical doctors and very famous, are talking about what to do for your brain, and then they do little reviews. And I don't like this, because they say, do you ever misplace your car keys or glasses? Don't tell me about it. My glasses move from room to room. It's not my fault.
But we never see them in the process of moving.
Isn't it amazing? That's right.
It's incredible.
Tiptoe through the tulips, like a teacher used to sing before to me when I was a kid. Oh, to us. Anyway, Ed Mehmet Oz and Mike Roizen, do you sometimes have problems finding the right word when speaking? Duh? What do you mean? Okay? It's the right word for me. If it's not for you, that's your problem.
It's a major addition to the English vocabulary.
That's right. And do you tend to forget appointments or names of people you just met? That may be true of me, but at the same time, I can still quote Shakespeare, every word he ever said, just about all of that. And all poetry I read when I was young and all that, and music. And so the doctors here say, if so, you're not alone. Millions of middle-aged and older Americans have these issues, and they say the American Psychological Association say they have many people over 65 loss of brain function, but they also say, according to the British Medical Journal that tracked 5,000 men and 2,000 women, 45 to 70 over a decade, their results showed that cognitive decline starts as early as age 45. But also, these doctors reported that a troubling study, which was reported in Medical Neurobiology of Aging, concluding that age-related cognitive decline can begin in healthy adults when they are in their 20s and 30s. Oy vey.
Holy moly.
Oh, my gosh. So that's why it's so important to address they say take the right nutrients, to make sure you make the right dietary choices, and that's very, 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 very important, right?
Good old EPA DHA is a major component of that.
Yes, it is. That's exactly what they were talking about. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Well, EPA DHA are the major components of the natural whole fish oil product.
Right.
Especially at Alive and Well, we have an incredible selection of EPA, DHA, fish oil products, krill oil, all kinds of natural anti-inflammatory oils derived from the ocean, either algae or fish or seafood, which reduces inflammation, which is, again, the fire in every cell in your body, which destroys the mitochondria, which destroys the energy production, which destroys the cells. An individual cell is invisible. Remember, you can't see it, but the fire can burn it. And when it does so, there goes the brain, because the brain is very susceptible to inflammation,
exactly.
Chronic inflammation. And the fish oil, along with the Pain Power,
yes,
reduces that inflammation.
I'm glad you brought that up,
okay?
Because the Pain Power not only stops the inflammation in the joints, and everybody is testifying to that all the time, with no side effects, no allergens, and no animals, all those different things, and no drugs, and none of those things.
That's right.
But only the positives, the wonderful positives, proven to work so effectively. But it also, if you're taking it even for an inflammation in a shoulder or a joint or a knee, it's also helping to stop inflammation that can exist anywhere in the body, including the brain.
And the heart and the vascular system and your knees and your thumbs, whatever it might be. As we mentioned ad nauseum, in chronic inflammation, say holistic physicians, is the source of all, capital A, capital LL, all disease, all negative health development derives from chronic inflammation.
That's exactly right.
And Pain Power, with its incredible list of holistic anti-inflammatory components, puts out the fire.
Right, and it has no animals, so you can't even be, whatever your choice, vegan, vegetarian, all of that, no animals, no allergens, no side effects, none of those things are present in that. Well, it's really great to hear a very famous doctor, Dr. David Brownstein, writing about antioxidants and how they protect brain function.
Antioxidants do not mean they're antioxygen.
No.
Okay?
No.
It prevents the irregular combustion of oxygen.
That's right.
Turning into a negative.
That's right.
Substance.
It prevents free radical destruction.
That's right.
Yeah, free terrorist destruction of the cells of the brain and the and proper, heart and everything.
Proper utilization of oxygen.
That's right.
Okay.
And he writes that in the journals of gerontology, that's a medical journal for
right.
Series A, scientists looked at the association between total antioxidant intake at midlife and cognitive function later in life. They studied 16,703 subjects, their dietary intakes, and their supplement use. And the total antioxidant intake was calculated from the, all the questionnaires, etc. And then they were. It was assessed 22 years later. Subjects were between 61% and 96%, and a total of many thousands were found to have cognitive impairment. And but the antioxidant scores were inversely associated, which means it improved rather than with a cognitive impairment, rather right. reversed. That's what
right.
they're how they're saying. In other words, those with higher antioxidant scores had much lower rates of brain decline. In a dose-dependent manner. Those with the highest antioxidant intakes were found to have a minimum of 16% lower risk of cognitive decline. And here's some of the antioxidants they focused on, and then I'll give it to you, honey.
All right.
Those with the highest intake of vitamin C, a 25% decrease in cognitive decline. Interesting. Higher intakes of vitamin A, C, and natural vitamin E, along with flavonoids, natural substances that give fruits and vegetables their color, were all inversely associated with cognitive impairment.
Okay.
And could you read that?
Which means, inversely means, the more the nutrients they took, the less incidence of cognitive impairment.
Go right ahead.
Cognitive decline, say the doctors and the elderly, is occurring at epidemic rates. The number one cause of this problem is eating a nutrient-deficient diet. Antioxidants are found naturally in
yes.
what? In vegetables.
That's right.
And in plants.
Yes, okay. that's right. In plants. Right. That's right. Dear.
They do donate electrons to put out the oxidative fires, the chronic inflammation.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
The body also uses antioxidants to rebuild new cells and heal old and injured cells.
Oh,
and
how
tissues.
Wonderful. Yes.
Antioxidants, say the doctors, are not found in any amounts in refined food sources. And what is the primary source of food in America? Refined food sources.
And sugar. Garbage.
In fact, say the doctors, the refining process significantly lowers the antioxidant level of the finished food product.
Mm-hmm.
And
so many points. Yes. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah.
3 out of 5 adults fail to heed Harvard's advice for healthy aging. The Harvard scientists reviewed 35 years of vitamin research, and their conclusion? Adults do not consume an optimal quantity of vitamins by diet alone.
That's right. That's really important. And they make this point, and I want you to go into that.
Before you do that, could I mention something about multivitamins?
They're going to say it, and then I'm going to open that stage to you.
Oh, all right. Okay.
It's not surprising. They say the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, reports that 76% of adults don't eat enough nutrient-dense food, and 87% of adults don't eat enough vegetables. So the Harvard researchers said, every adult, this is a quote from the Harvard researchers, every adult should take a powerful multivitamin daily as a safe and significant way to optimize health. According to the Harvard School of Public Health, a daily intensive multivitamin is a nutrition insurance policy. Take it every day.
Okay.
And they say, but unfortunately, 3 out of 5 adults fail to take these multivitamins. And typical multivitamin formulas, they say, that they don't have enough antioxidants.
Typical.
That's right.
Okay.
These antioxidants are necessary to neutralize cell-damaging free radicals. Go on and talk
okay.
about
okay, multivitamin. Multi, oh, the word multi means many, okay? It means more than one. All righty. So if you're taking a multivitamin, Lord knows there's got to be 100 different, 1,000 different multivitamins offered in the marketplace. From the drugstores to the supermarkets to the 7-Elevens to whatever the source you've got, you're going to find a multivitamin. Well, take into consideration, multivitamins are simply more than one vitamin. But as this article implies, and as other holistic physicians reply, is that multi means multiple nutrients, not just 5 or 6, not just 10 or 11, but multiple, as in, for instance, the Healthy One product at Alive and Well. It's a multiple, meant up to 30 or more different nutrients in every capsule. And the potencies are not the minimum daily requirement. Well, the minimum daily requirement heading has been changed from minimum daily requirement. The minimum is simply enough to keep you standing and breathing. Okay? The minimum. Do you ever give the minimum in your life, whatever your endeavor is? Whether you're walking in the car, whether you're helping your grandchild, whatever the sort, the energy or the concentration, the effort is, it's an optimum or a maximum amount of energy and dedication and endeavor. But the minimum is just enough to keep you standing and breathing. Well, that's all you really need, says the FDA. You just need to stand and breathe. Okay? Well, optimal is what the potencies, optimal potencies are what give you the ability to really become engaged and perform at an optimal level of living in every second
that's
of your
right,
life, okay?
Right.
Whether it's climbing a flight of stairs or there is watching television. If you're the minimum, you're falling asleep at the television set, or the minimum, you're just dragging your bones up the stairs, hanging onto the railing as tightly as you can. But the idea is to give your body the optimal amount of nutrients,
right.
And that's where Healthy One comes into the picture.
It's intensive. People give us reports all the time how wonderful it is. It has natural enzymes to digest it to make sure it's optimally used by your body.
That's right.
Very high in those B vitamins, which are crucial for all different functions, especially as we get older.
I'm glad you mentioned that,
yes.
Because here's a typical example. The minimum, the daily recommended amount is a re-listing, a re-heading of the minimum daily amount.
That's
it's just
exactly
the same
right.
numbers, but they've changed the heading.
Yeah.
But the recommended daily amount is just enough to keep you standing and breathing.
And
if you want to,
and we want to fly. We want to fly like the NASA was talking about.
Go.
We want to be able to have energy and life and feel wonderful and have our nervous system full of energy and charging up all the time, right?
But the recommended daily allowance is, for instance, a B vitamin would be 1.3 milligrams for the day.
Unreal.
Well, the Healthy One gives you 25 milligrams.
And above. Yeah,
because
right.
all holistic physicians recommend an optimal amount of nutrients.
Exactly.
So your body can deal with it or whatever it has to do with it to give the body the chance, your brain the chance, to function at an optimal or maximal level of performance.
And you know it has the 100% organic green foods that are in that. Chlorella,
oh, yeah.
spirulina, all of those are included in it. And adaptogens, wonderful nutrients and lots of minerals that help all of the cells of the body and all the organs to adapt to the stress of living.
It's a very
the
important
adrenals,
point.
The adrenals and thyroid, all of those things are present there, and the vegetarian enzymes to make sure that you digest this and it's utilized by the body.
It's all vegetable source.
That's right.
It isn't synthetic chemicals
nowhere,
in any way, shape,
nowhere,
or form.
Nowhere. And you know that they make this point about the Harvard researchers here that we are being quoted. They say that older people have a diminished ability to absorb the vitamins they need.
God knows.
And they say the diets of older adults lack sufficient key nutrients, particularly antioxidants, plus, say the doctors, most medications deplete the aging body of all of the nutrients.
Yep.
Those drugs take the nutrients away and make us unable to do anything. And you know,
but did your cardiologist ever tell you that the statin drugs diminish the strength of the cells of your heart? Do they ever tell you that it gives you diabetes? Do they ever tell you it gives you dementia? They never bring that up.
No, I haven't
ever
heard that.
But nutrients prevent those developments from happening. say, holistic physicians.
And you know, you have to applaud. He's a pretty tall guy, but he's got a tall list of credits. Dr. Frank Schallenberger, MD. He has a host of credits, and he's really talking here about. He's a tall guy.
How do you know that?
I've seen him, and I actually appeared, and I think he's a pretty tall fella.
Okay.
So here he talks about a brain that doesn't age, okay?
Okay.
And he's saying, and one of these I remember discovering many, many years ago when I was young and we were, a young nutrition consultant on the mainland, okay?
Right.
And one of the things that I was shown, but this is what he's reporting on, the fat that erases 12 years off your brain age.
Right.
Thanks to a special kind of fat called phosphatidylserine, or PS100,
right. Okay.
You can erase 12, says Dr. Schallenberger, 12 years off your brain age. This was shown in a groundbreaking Stanford medical study.
12 years?
You can erase 12 years off your brain age?
Whoa!
Now, that's only the beginning of this.
Okay.
In this study, Stanford scientists gave a group of volunteers in their 60s PS, phosphatidylserine, not a PS at the end of a mail that you're sending over.
Okay.
For 3 months.
Phosphatidylserine.
Yes.
How many milligrams?
It was 100 milligrams, okay, at least, and then you can take more of that. At the start of the study, the volunteers were suffering memory loss and fuzzy thinking. But after this short time taking PS, their memory was much sharper and more reliable. Not only that, but every single volunteer who took PS improved their ability to learn and recall new information. They improved their ability to focus and concentrate, and improved their ability to reason and solve problems, and even their ability to communicate.
Beautiful.
Here's the amazing thing, says the doctor. The average age of these volunteers was 64, but after the study, results showed they then had the brain power of age 52. It's like their brains had traveled back in time.
Fantastic.
To when they were smarter,
travel,
fresher,
baby,
and more focused. That's right. If you want a brain that thinks and feels younger no matter what age, then phosphatidylserine is a must. You know, I remember reading when we were working with a top nutritionist, and he showed us what scientists had learned, and he showed us that this phosphatidylserine had dramatic effects in it was 3 weeks in people who had severe cognitive decline. Phosphatidylserine was a fatty acid essential for the lubrication and the communication of the cells in the brain. Wonderful, right?
Wonderful, right?
Yes, I.
And neutralizing the pro-oxidation and the aging of the cells. That's amazing.
And would you read this, because Dr. Schallenberger is talking about Dr. Bruce Ames writing about the brain pick-me-up that works even for 100-year-olds.
I got a few years to go before I'm 100.
Really, Dan?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, this is Dr. Bruce Ames. The pick-me-up that works even for 100-year-olds. If your brain ever feels foggy or sluggish, meet Dr. Bruce Ames, says the doctor. Dr. Ames is a renowned biochemist who discovered how a certain nutrient can dramatically energize your brain. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh.
The nutrient is called acetyl-L-carnitine.
Oh, yes.
Or ALC for short. I've mentioned this before.
We have ALC. I keep thinking it needs to music. It makes you want to dance, acetyl-L-carnitine, and all this information makes you want to dance. So there should be a nice song going along with it, and a dance.
Do you have anything in mind? A thing off the top of your musical list?
I don't know, because Gary has refused to bite your toes to make you dance around, or even to wiggle your toes or anything, or tickle your toes.
Okay, getting back to Dr. Ames.
Go ahead, Dr. Ames.
Dr. Ames, acetyl-L-carnitine, says the doctor, energizes your brain by repairing mitochondria. And what are the mitochondria? Those are the little tiny microscopic powerhouses of your cells. Every invisible cell contains in the brain 10,000 invisible mitochondria.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why your brain uses about 20 to 25% of all the energy your body produces. Whether you're running 100 miles a day, your brain is using more energy. Going back to the energy, healthier mitochondria means a brain that feels faster and more invigorated. This was shown in a remarkable study. And in this study, patients over 100 years old took acetyl L-carnitine daily. These patients all had significant memory problems.
No kidding.
Plus, they also suffered from fatigue and from muscle weakness and ennui. But after taking acetyl L-carnitine, something amazing happened.
Can I say one thing? Ennui is a French word from boredom, from lack of interest in life.
And lack of energy.
Ennui, though, is all. That's the French.
Same old.
Go ahead.
Okay. The patients not only improved their memory and language skills, says the doctor, but they also had more energy and stronger muscles and less body fat. Imagine, if acetyl L-carnitine works this well for 100-year-olds with serious mental and physical decline, picture what it will do for you.
Right, and remember
even if you're not 100 years old.
And remember that this has been the leader in Europe for a host of conditions. The European physicians are applaud acetyl L-carnitine all the time, and they also have shown and demonstrated and written up the studies that show it helps with nerve damage, you know, with throughout the body, nerve pain and nerve damage, which happens a lot with aging and with diabetes and other things like that.
And how about this little bomo?
Yes.
Are you ready?
The heart.
The heart, yes.
Major for the heart.
Of course, major for the heart.
And liver.
How about this little bonbon?
Yeah.
The brain is very selective in what it lets into the brain.
Really?
There's a brain-blood barrier. And
right.
The brain says,
That's right.
I like L-carnitine. I like acetyl L-carnitine, but L-carnitine I can live without. So the blood-brain barrier says, only acetyl L-carnitine comes into my world.
That's exactly
okay?
Right.
And what does that acetyl L-carnitine do? Just what Dr. Ames says it does.
Yes, it does.
It rejuvenates, restores, renews, and creates new mitochondria,
right,
which are the microscopic little pieces of which make up every cell in your body. Okay.
Right.
When you keep in mind again, folks, a cell is invisible. You can't see a human cell without a microscope. But within that invisible cell in the brain, there are 10,000 invisible mitochondria. And those 10,000 invisible mitochondria create energy for that one invisible brain cell.
Right.
And that creates the ability to think. You put all those mitochondria together and all those invisible cells together, and you've got a thing between your ears about 2 or 3 pounds, which is the brain. And the mitochondria keep those each and every one of those invisible cells pumping, working, doing what they're designed to do, which is to create life.
Right, and it does the same, because there's been endless reports on this, and it's been a number one in Europe, for the heart. So
yes.
The acetyl L-carnitine passes the heart barrier to help to do that, along with the CardioQ10, which gives the heart its strength and power
Amen.
To function.
And the brain also lets in CardioQ10.
Exactly.
Okay.
And don't forget also that it does that for the liver also, and helps the liver to break down toxic fats called triglycerides from bad diet and other things like that.
Right you are, babe. But also keep this in mind. The brain also lets in pyrroquinolone quinone.
Of course it
PQQ.
Does. Yes.
And PQQ creates new mitochondria in every invisible brain cell.
That is so beautiful.
So we've got PQQ, and we've got the fish oil, and we've got the acetyl L-carnitine, and we've got the CardioQ10, and these are all building new brain cells.
That's
and,
right.
And heart cells.
That's right.
And liver cells, Okay, but we're talking primarily about the brain right now.
That's exactly right.
And that's how protective the your whole being is for the protect the brain and the vital organs and the vital nutrients that are needed to create new life in every cell.
And you know, this is major news, and it's major news that just occurred, okay? And this was from the Orthomolecular Medicine News Service.
Oh boy, they're fantastic.
They're phenomenal. and all doctors, the, yep. with right focus. What the experts do to prevent Alzheimer's, they say, and this is their article, world experts launch the Global Alzheimer's Prevention Day, May 15th. That this is this month, 2024, yeah. Okay?
If you missed it, you got one more year to pick it
okay.
up. Okay.
So here, this is Orthomolecular Medicine News Service, a group of world-leading brain health scientists. This is it. This is how they're reporting. Came together to launch Alzheimer's Prevention Day. This day aims to raise awareness of the scientifically proven ways Alzheimer's can be prevented.
Listen up, folks.
You got to listen to this. If you ask the average person what causes Alzheimer's, they'll probably say it's in the genes. In reality, 1 in 100 cases are caused by genes. Quote, it may be possible to prevent 80% of dementia cases if all known risk factors, including homocysteine-lowering B vitamins and superpure omega-3s found in oily fish, were targeted, says a leading prevention expert, the doctor doing
targeted
that.
Targeted means focused.
Focused on that. And then quoting the doctor, with no clinically effective drugs, says the doctor, and minimum role of genes, our focus must be on making diet and lifestyle changes that reduce the risk of developing dementia, says Professor David Smith, deputy head of the University of Oxford's Medical Science Division. His research has shown 73% less brain shrinkage in those given B vitamin supplements and sufficient omega-3 fat oils.
May I say something here?
Says Josh Miller,
okay,
professor.
Okay, they said sufficient omega-3
yes,
fat.
Yes, yes.
But he doesn't say sufficient potency of B vitamins.
Yeah, well, they go on. Josh Miller, professor of nutritional science at Rutgers University, New Jersey, agrees. We would certainly prevent a significant prevention of dementia cases if all known nutrient-related risk factors were targeted. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, you need the B vitamins. Okay, I need the B vitamins. I take 1 a day vitamins, so that I'm getting my B vitamins. Folks, going back to an earlier discussion, it depends on how much it's in the potency
exactly.
of what you're taking. You know, are you taking the minimum daily requirement? Are you taking the recommended daily allowance? Or are you taking something that is substantive, something optimal, something that's really going to make a contribution to your brain and your heart and your liver and all your vital organs, every cell in your body, to an optimal amount of nutrients to make it work the way it's designed to work.
And this is what they say here, that these are members of an expert group of 30 world-leading brain health scientists.
There you go.
Who have been behind this. And then they are commenting, okay? And watch your sugar intake. Fructose, high in fruit juice, and hidden in so many processed foods is a primary driver of Alzheimer's, she says. If you want to prevent Alzheimer's, save your sugar and throw it in the trash, says Dr. Lustig, emeritus professor of pediatrics from the University of California.
Could I just...
Harvard-trained psychiatrist Dr. Georgia Ede recommends cutting out the carbohydrates. Alzheimer's is sometimes called type 3 diabetes because 80% of cases show insulin resistance, which makes it difficult for the brain to use carbohydrate for energy. A ketogenic diet improves insulin resistance and generates ketones from fat to energize the brain, she says. Canada's professor Stephen Kinane's research has shown that in people with Alzheimer's disease, the cognitive benefits of a ketogenic diet are particularly due to better energy levels in the brain.
Okay. Ketogenesis, sugars. Any added sugar creates inflammation. And going back to the same old theme, chronic inflammation burns those little invisible cells, those little things that make up your brain, the little things that make up your eyes, the little things that make up your heart, the little things that make up every part of your anatomy are invisible, and they're very susceptible to fire. And sugar creates the heat that destroys them. That's the fire. Destroy the brain cells and you don't think so well. destroy your eye cells, and like too many diabetics, go blind because their eyes are burned up by sugar.
That's right, caramelization of the, the retinas of the eyes. And remember what diabetes was renamed? Alzheimer's was renamed diabetes of the brain.
That's right.
The sugar caramelizes the brain just as it does the eyesight.
That's right.
And the veins and arteries and the heart, et cetera.
So you've got type 1 diabetes, you've got type 2 diabetes, and you've got type 3 diabetes. Well, all of those diabetes 1, 2, and 3, say holistic physicians, can be controlled by what? Your choice of what you put in your mouth. If it's sugars and sweets, well, that's what happens. It creates the intolerable inability to metabolize all of those sugars, and they cause fire, burning, excess inflammation, destruction of eyes and fingers and toes. More diabetics have amputations of toes and feet and legs and of other parts of their anatomy than anybody else. Why? Because of inflammation.
That's right. And, you know, here's another big report, medical report, that nootropic, is that pronounced? N-O-O.
Nootropic. Yeah.
Herbs supercharge memory and concentration.
Right.
And here, they're just abbreviating the medical trials. Focus and concentration issues significantly impact quality of life, affecting everything from daily routines to overall mental health. Nootropic herbs are known for their ability to enhance cognitive function, including memory and concentration. Five notable nootropic herbs for enhancing cognitive function include bacopa.
Right.
Ginkgo biloba.
Right.
Rhodiola rosea, Panax ginseng, and ashwagandha.
There you go, folks.
And they also
now,
stress...
Those also are used in conjunction with...
That's
right. Say, so many holistic physicians, in conjunction with the super pure omega-3 fish oils.
Right.
And the cardio-CoQ10.
Absolutely.
And all the other vital antioxidant nutrients you've spoken before. But these are very important herbs. Fill out the whole spectrum of health-building components.
Yes, and they say here that GABA's role in the brain as a neurotransmitter helps in calming the neural activity, that nerve activity in the brain. And those nootropic drugs, nutrients, are called smart drugs since they enhance cognitive proportion and executive functions like memory, focus, and creativity. Naturally occurring nootropics support focus and concentration by improving neural, that's nerve mechanism, related to learning and memory, okay? And they've just said those things of those particular herbs, but they also say lion's mane, and I know it's so wonderful, lion's mane mushrooms promote mental clarity with no side effects which are associated with pharmaceutical cognitive.
And there are no side effects with any of those nutrients they just mentioned. But lion's mane seems to have a great deal of effectiveness in helping with neurotransmitter activity, antioxidant activity, anti-aging activity, anti-inflammatory activity, which allows your brain to function as it used to function, as a brain.
Yes, and they, you know, they go on into so many of the different things like rhodiola rosea, you know, and it's been used for centuries, cognitive function, depression, and clinical studies show that rhodiola shows remarkable potential for its antidepressant properties. Studies have demonstrated rhodiola's capacity to increase attention to detail. That helps a lot. Cognitive processing speed and multitasking. That's really exciting about that particular herb. Isn't that wonderful?
It's phenomenal.
And could you read this on ashwagandha?
Oh, let me.
Because that's a goodie. That's good. Ashwagandha.
Okay, folks, here it is, word for word, just as the doctors wrote it. Ashwagandha is another highly regarded herb within traditional medicine. Celebrated for traditional medicine is... not overly dependent on drugs. Drugs don't create life, they reduce symptoms. And what you want to do, say holistic physicians, is to create new cellular life, new cellular energy, by using the natural substances that don't suppress your natural function.
That's right, okay? And cause a terrible, no side effects.
Ashwagandha is often referred to as Indian ginseng and has been used for centuries in Ayurvedic medicine to bolster memory and improve concentration. Its potent effects on mental activity are attributed to a reduction in excessive cortisol levels.
Right, I was going to say.
Cortisol is a stress hormone.
I was just going to say, because one of the main things about that is it reduces stress.
Yep.
While doing all, without making you sedated, it reduces the stress, which for so important. For we're all in a super state of stress.
Right.
And here we go. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. By mitigating stress and anxiety, says the doctors, it creates optimal environment for enhancing brain function. Clinical studies show consistent supplementation with ashwagandha leads to significant improvements in task performance and in attention and memory, validating its use to naturally enhance natural cognition.
Without any side effects whatsoever, and yeah. benefit. And, you know, we have, that's why we made a real point of having high concentration organic ashwagandha in liquids, in capsules, in, it's all organic, and it's so easy to take, and so much a real, you know, and you know, they also make the mention here, another thing about the lion's mane that we were talking about, that it stimulates production of nerve growth factor of new nerve cells. They're associated with improved mental acuity, concentration, and memory. Lion's mane, okay?
Name a drug that does that.
Nah, bull. Yeah, and they're just, but they do lots of terrible things. And they go, lion's mane stands at, could you read this thing about lion's mane?
Okay.
Read that thing about lion's mane, standing at the forefront.
Lion's mane stands at the forefront of natural cognitive enhancers due to its unique ability to stimulate the production of nerve growth factor, which is a protein that plays a crucial role in the maintenance, survival, and regeneration of neurons in the brain.
Wow.
By promoting the production of nerve growth factor, lion's mane directly contributes to the enhancement of neuroplasticity, your brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new nerve connections. This capacity, say the doctors, is fundamental to improving cognitive functions such as memory and concentration.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Praise
applause,
God.
Applause for these star players. Applause,
furthermore,
applause.
The studies have demonstrated that the bioactive components within lion's mane can cross the blood-brain barrier. Remember, we talked about this many times.
Yes, yes.
The brain has a protective moat around it itself, and it only lets the drawbridge down to let in what it wants to be in the brain. And the lion's mane is allowed, it can cross the blood-brain barrier, directly facilitating the growth and development of brain cells. What could be more important?
The
growth and repairment and regeneration of brain cells. This direct action not only helps in sharpening focus and sharpening the recall, but also is potentially slowing the cognitive decline associated with aging.
Oh, my gosh. This is just so terrific and so multifaceted, but they also tell you here just exactly what Dennis says, and I guess you talk to them, right?
Are they quoting me?
Well, they should, because you've said this so many times. All right.
Okay, but what if they're quoting me? They're quoting what I quoted from them.
Yes,
okay.
But they so should give you the credit, because you really make this point very, very strongly. And it says, Den says, no, I can't quote that. I'm not allowed.
No.
But the doctors here are talking about linoleic acid increases inflammation and lowers cognitive performance. That's the title of that
article. And where do you get linoleic acid?
Just let me quote what they say.
All right.
Say the doctors, quoting them. Diet is a crucial aspect of maintaining and improving cognitive function. Slashing or eliminating your intake of linoleic acid, LA, a common polyunsaturated fatty acid, PUFA, found in seed oils such as soybean, corn, and sunflower seed oil is crucial to
and
eliminate.
And safflower, corn, sesame, peanut, canola,
right.
all of those oils are the
consumption of the LA leads to a cascade of health problems that impact brain health. Intake of LA, that linoleic acid, has been associated with increased inflammation and oxidative stress, conditions that are severely detrimental to brain cells.
Wait. Go back to inflammation.
Wait, let me finish the sentence.
Oh, all right.
Associated with increased inflammation and oxidative stress, those drugs, those seed oils, conditions that are detrimental to brain cells and impair cognitive function, such as memory and concentration.
And inflammation.
That's what they're
saying.
Again,
we're coming back to inflammation. The source, say, holistic positions of all ill health and all disease is a chronic condition called inflammation. Where do you get inflammation? From sugar, from refined carbohydrates, from the safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, from all... All of those factors create inflammation.
That's right.
And remember how fragile a little invisible cell is?
Yes.
Well, we are comprised only of invisible little cells, whatever they are. They finally, you compressed a mass of invisible cells, and suddenly you have something visible.
That's right.
But the visible is deteriorated, burned up cell by cell by inflammation.
And they have here, though, these doctors do not finish this article without listing right here 19 medical studies that were done, published in International Journal of Medicinal Medicine, Journal of Neurochemistry, Journal of Psychological Medicine, Journal of Research, Journal of Neuroplasticity, Neuroprotective Effects. All of these nonstop. They're not making this up out of
right.
their heads. They're not making this up. And we have, you know, lots to keep on sharing with you. So you want to, this information, wonderful truth is shared with you every day at Alive and Well. Alive and Well is there for you. I know we are the Fanatic Organics. And don't forget how wonderful, come in on those Wednesdays from the terrific, what you can experience, 11 to 2 p.m. every Wednesday with our juice director, those wonderful organic juices. Okay, right.
And the juice director is
Nora, our juice director.
Okay.
She's terrific. You get the terrific energy. You're getting it freely given to you. The beautiful organic smoothies every Wednesday from 11 to 2 p.m. You want to experience that because it's so terrific.
And ask Nora how you can do a juice cleanse,
yeah.
How you can do a juice rejuvenation program.
Right. And remember, too, to you know all our different services, 877-4950, 877-4950. You can set up a time for anything, or if you want things shipped to your friends or your loved ones, or you're going to the mainland and you want it shipped there, anything like that, anything like, or everything done for you at the Broth Cafe, or things set aside for the nutrients, it's all there. Or you make a one-on-one appointment with Dennis or with Mona. There's no charge, never has been, never will be. You don't have to pay 1 cent, but it's wonderful to sit there, not doctors, don't pretend to be, but love to share the information as we're sharing now with you about what they have learned about nutrients and clinical trials, and then you can make the decision about your own health wondrously that way, and about the foods you choose to eat. And just as we were talking here about those toxic fats, there are the great fats, which they go into, the organic coconut oil, the organic olive oils, you know, all of that. There are natural and wondrous alternatives. You don't have to suffer. I always say, forget about the word elimination. Substitution is the great thing. Substitute the healthy, and substitute the organic, and substitute the great experience. Have that at Alive and Well. Alive and Well is there for you. And do not forget, never forget, the magnificent, incredible Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Broad Spectrum Broth. And just do that, okay? You're going to love it. You get, everybody always does. Broad Spectrum Broth at
I
Alive
couldn't
and
have
Well.
Said it better, honey. Thank you. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time that
optimum
health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.